Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. To find out more about the show and different links for the different services and that are available to everybody, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. This evening we'll have Brigitte, who will be doing the channeling amongst all the other gifts that she's going to be bringing to the show this evening. You can find out more about the different classes, retreats, and everything that she's doing by going to her website at lifebridge101.com. The music that you heard in the intro is from our friend Mike, who will be on this evening playing music and doing energy support during the show, and his website with all the different things he has available that you can purchase and download and check out all his different materials at MikeSnyderCC.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And like I said, if you missed any of those links, you can get to them on our website at SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. We will be taking callers and doing readings, coaching, and other types of channel messages for anybody who wants to call into the show. We'll be doing that probably around 9 o'clock Eastern this evening, around 9:15. So feel free to call in anytime, and we'll take you in the call queue and get you lined up. That phone number is 646-716-9663. Of course, you have Christy, and I'm Mark, and we'll be on the air this evening providing Diksha and the blessing and all kinds of great energy during the music this evening. Hey, Christy.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Brigitte and Mike. It's great to have you guys on. Brigitte, it's all yours. Brigitte?
Yes. What?
There you are.
Well, and this month, that it's hard to believe that already 3 weeks went by, isn't it? Wow. The summer solstice. How was it for you guys, the summer solstice? Mark? Christy?
Well,
you had a good time?
Woohoo! Yeah. It was some powerful energy for sure.
Yes, and I just want everybody who's listening now, I'm not including Mike in some of my questions, not because I'm ignoring him, but he's already all set up to play music, and it's really hard for him to sit around. So I'm not doing that to him. He will talk to you guys at the end, but right now I'm just going to let him be at peace. Hmm. Yeah, that summer solstice, that was something, you know, we had to promise. You know, the hierarchy of light always says, oh, it's going to get easier and easier, and yet somehow I never really get to feel it, you know. It's just like a continuation of the transformation going on, and, you know, and I don't like change. I never did. So Saint Germain picking me as this voice was certainly a cosmic joke. I always say that, you know. Who likes change? Who likes change, you know? But it's powerful, and this new moon that we just experienced really brought it into focus. And I think that's why we are feeling so much right now. That's why we went to another level of purging. It's because this is influx and light. We received a download at the summer solstice of a much finer energy, a much much more focused on the vibration of love in a finer way. So what does that mean to us? What it means to us is that we're becoming very much aware to what is not of this vibration in our life. What doesn't feel right? What isn't working with the vibration of compassion and forgiveness and understanding and patience and tolerance? And that also starts within ourselves. Where are we not loving to ourselves? Where are we not tolerant or patient, or where are we limiting ourselves? So with this new moon, we really were pushed on a planetary level, but also within ourselves, to make some new choices. And we can still feel that. The new moon just was yesterday, on the day that in America is celebrated as a day of liberation and freedom. You know, it's a day of independence, or Independence Day. But it really symbolizes that whole vibration of where have we still not allowed ourselves to step out of these limiting belief systems, these limiting ideas that we have about our human self, into this free divine expression that we are. And sometimes that can be really uncomfortable, because it forces us with these new energies, it forces us to look even deeper, even more closely at what is going on around us, doesn't it? And that's not always that pretty, because suddenly where we saw before maybe a beautiful painted room, we get a little closer to the wall and you're like, oh my God, look at all the cracks that are in there. Now do I have to repaint? And if I repaint, what color am I going to choose? Am I going to do the same thing over and over again? Or maybe use some new bright colors that I've never used before. And then the fear comes up. But what if it's uncomfortable? What if it makes me feel sick? What if? And it's amazing how fast we can create fear and talk ourselves out of our joy and bliss. And joy and bliss is an integral part of the vibration of love. And often, it's not that much focused on. And yet, you can't be in a vibration of love if there's not also the experience of joy. So if you think you're in a vibration of love, but there is no joy, then rethink the vibration you're in, because it's not love. It's not divine love. Divine love equals joy and bliss. And so we've become accustomed to accepting a vibration of love in our life because of the way we were brought up, or the way we were programmed to society, or the way it was played out in front of us. You've gotten accustomed to that, and as good humans as we are, we said, okay, we are fine with it. But now with the energy shift, everything gets shaken up. And part of our job as light workers is to take it within us. Because I'm sure you're aware that there are all these predictions of earthquakes and the center of America breaking open and, oh my God, all these things that are supposed to happen. And they still can. You know, I'm not saying that they can't. But the idea is, by the Ascended Masters, by the Hierarchy of Light, to find a way to bring this transformation in a harmonious and peaceful way. So we have to be very careful when we start thinking certain thought patterns, when we see like the shooting in Orlando, and I'm sending all my love out to those who've lost a loved one. I'm really sorry, but you know, or the other traumatic experiences that have happened around the world, or when we see a breaking apart of a community that symbolized the future of mankind, where different countries, different races, different nationalities came together trying to work something out together as a team. Not so different from what America was all about. And so suddenly we are looking at our life again and we're saying, wait a minute, you know, where am I, where is it about me, or where have I picked up on all these energies around me too, because there's so much turmoil going on, but most importantly, where am I feeding into the fear of the collective. Because, of course, there's a lot of talk going on with England no longer being part of the EC and how it's going to affect the economy and everything is going to crash. We are going to see another big depression or whatnot. But remember also that you're an aspect of God, source creator, all that is. If you are a co-creator, so you have a choice. You can choose to focus on the problems. You can choose to focus that the Earth axis is going to shift or a planet is going to come by so close into our magnetic field that everything is going to shake up and volcanoes are going to erupt or whatnot. Or you can say, I have trust and faith in the divine hierarchy of light, that it does not have to come to this. And it's not always so easy because there is a certain seduction in the drama, isn't there? There's a certain seduction that without us even realizing, we get pulled into it, and then we look around and we're like, wow, how did that happen? And you might say, oh, no, I'm not getting involved in dramas. Well, the truth is we all do in some form or way. Sometimes when you drive in the car and someone cuts you off, you can get caught in the drama and you might get very upset and angry. Or other situations where you feel that you're being treated unkind. Who of us immediately goes every time, sometimes we do, but who every time goes deeper and realizes that this type of attack probably has nothing to do with you, probably comes from a place of fear, a place of trying to control something, and a place of frustration built up on a lot of things that happen to that person that you don't even know about. So, right now is the time to take a step back, to find that quiet time, and to revisit your choices. You know, St. Germain always talked about the power of choice. And right away, we frantically think of a plan of action. Well, if I make this choice, then I have to do this, 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 this. No, you don't. You make a choice, and then you ask the hierarchy of light to support this choice and to show you the appropriate steps to take. So trying to make a plan of action comes again from the need to control. And that's been coming up in the last few weeks big time. Where are you still trying to control your path and the outcome? It is more than ever time to surrender to your divine I Am presence, to that part of you that has a blueprint, that knows the purpose of your existence on Earth. Because there is a purpose, I have no doubt. You're not here by accident. And as frustrating as that might be, because you sometimes feel like you want to get the heck out of here, well, guess what? You're here because you need to be here. You need to anchor a certain light here. You need to bring a certain love vibration here to Earth. You have a certain gift that must be shared for the awakening process. But there's a purpose for you here. And the purpose is not going to work each day, working from 9 to 6, bringing home a paycheck, and just living day to day. The purpose is becoming aware of your divine essence and sending it out no matter where you are, whether it's at work, whether it's at the store, or whether it's at the dry cleaner, who cares? But to send that out, to let that become your light power, your beacon of hope, your signal, whatever you want to call it. And so the masters are here tonight to support you in slowing down and letting go of control and going back into your center and paying attention to your body, because your body very much has been speaking to you to slow down and to reconnect to your divine I Am presence in you, but not from a place of just saying, okay, divine I Am presence, show me the way, but through a co-relationship. It starts with you going within your own heart first and asking yourself, what is it that I truly choose to experience as an aspect of God says create all that is? And then ask your divine I'm presence to show you how that can be brought into alignment with your blueprint. And you'll be amazed at the miracles that can take place just by the simple choice and infusion of your blueprint frequency that will be given to you by your divine I am presence. It lights up certain DNA codings within you. It lights up certain brain functions within you that will allow you to see things that you might not have seen before. And it will allow you to shift your attitude so you're not in that hamster wheel anymore, but that hamster wheel can stop and you can take a new look at life in general for you. So with that being said, we're getting right to it. The beauty, again, of tonight is that not only do we have Mike, who's channeling the higher frequencies of the celestial realms of the music that he's playing, and I can only, if you have not gotten yourself that emergency CD, I can only recommend it, especially in these times where we are further and further stepping into our liberated self. It just helps. There are a lot of different musics on pieces of music on his website that can so much help you right now. Because music is a universal language of healing, so allow yourself that support. And don't just push it aside. There are also a lot of recordings from previous events, like the Summer Solstice event, that you can listen to at any time, because really, is there time and space? Not really. It's part of our human experience, so you can travel into the past and still receive that beautiful energy attunement and the understanding of what has been taking place. And those event recordings you can also find on Mike's website that is that you can find on spiritualconnectionsradio.com, or you can go directly to mikesnidercc.com. And also we have Mark and Christy, who are found channels of healing frequencies and who are going to give a Diksha blessing to everyone. And not just during the music, you will feel their healing energies throughout this whole radio show touching you, because they're holding the vibration of the divine masculine, the divine feminine, the yin and the yang, that balancing energy that also then helps you to balance these forces within you. And, you know, for someone to choose to hold these type of vibrational frequencies, believe me, it takes you into the deepest parts of your own dark self to transform and transmute it. So now that Christy and Mark walk these paths, so that in turn it will be easier for you to do so as well. So thank you, Mark and Christy, for doing that, for being present, for making this happen, for bringing this beautiful energy through. Thank you, Mike, also for your music. Now, because of high-frequency music, sometimes there's a little static, but just go with the flow and remember this is all about allowing yourself to receive. So just sit in a comfortable position. Make this your time, whether you listen live or you listen to the recording. It doesn't make any difference. And then afterwards, after the main piece of music is done, I'm going to either bring something to me or whatever Martha and Angel is choosing at this time to come through to you to support you. And then later on, we are going to have the time to take phone calls too. So we are going to begin now. Enjoy yourself, relax. And Mike, Mark, and Christy, it's all on you.
Beautiful.
Readings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of liberation. I've said it before and I will say it again. The power of love is the only focus for you to use for your own inner healing and liberation process. So what you've been experiencing of late is that all your inner fears have been reflected back to you. But that is the fear of not being good enough, the fear of not having enough, the fear of re-experiencing the past. That fear all comes from a place of needing to control your past. But my dear friends and fellow light workers, the path that you're walking on now can no longer be controlled. You made the necessary choices more than once. You did say that you wanted to assist and support humanity in the ascension process, in the awakening process. And so you've come here to this time that is pregnant transformation and a potential for a great birth to take place every day, every moment of everyone's life. But with this birth also comes a form of death. The birth also signifies the letting go of something that no longer serves you. So in these times of new beginning, marked by a new moon, more than ever are you asked to silence your fears to the power of love and to go back to the center of your own inner self and find within that center the flame of the divine, that purity, that light, that love, that shall guide you along your path. Because it is only in that light that you will see where you still are making yourself believe that you are less or that you are small. You're not. You're so much more than you give yourself credit for. We've told you over and over again, you are truly an aspect of God. What does that mean? Can you own that within yourself? You are an as-God of source, of creator, of the great spirit of all that is. You're an aspect of the vastness of this solar system, this galaxy, this universe. You are part of the vestures of the Christ. You're part of the planetary logos. You're part of me, as well as part of Buddha. You're part of everything and nothing, part of all. So to look upon that what you claim as a darkness or your limitations or your fear or evil as that what is holding you back, then you're saying that a part of your own self is holding you back. And whereas that is true, it is not because you're a victim. It is because you're allowing it to hold you back. You're allowing it to limit you. When there's someone that is telling you to jump off of a bridge, do you listen? Or do you use discernment and make a choice and look down off of the bridge and see what is below? If it is safe to jump, you certainly then can jump. But if you know you're going to hurt yourself in the process, will you then jump? Or will you use your discernment and make a different choice? And it is not so different with the voice that speaks to you from a place of fear. That might tell you that you're not worthy of a certain relationship or a certain situation or abundance or a certain freedom. A voice that is telling you that you should be doing A instead of B. But is that truth? Look at what is presented to you and go deeper and use your discernment to reach out to the divine light within you and bring it forward to illuminate what is really there for you. Why do you keep choosing to believe that you are limited? Why do you keep choosing to not listen to all of you? And all of you includes your human self. Don't judge your human physical self because it's not up there in the stars. It has its function to you about necessities and needs that you have by being in physical form. And even so, there might be a great judgment upon your needs by the society that you live in. If those needs are fulfilled from a place of love and compassion and not out of must or have to, how can it be wrong? Often we witness how you are obsessing over simple things like what to eat or what to wear, and is this appropriate and is that appropriate? Anything done out of a place of fear holds a lower vibrational frequency. So you might eat the most healthiest food, but if you're not doing this for the right reasons, if you're not doing this from a place of love, in the knowing that this is good for you and that it makes you feel good, but instead doing it out of a place of fear that if you don't eat this food, then you're going to die, you're not doing yourself a favor. You're actually hurting yourself more in that manner than eating something unhealthy from the vibration of love and joy, where you celebrate simply eating something that makes you happy. So it comes back to the power of your mind and the discernment you use now from these days forward to how you choose to think. You've grown so much, all of you. And yes, it is easy to get back into your old pattern, but it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to if you begin to connect to the part of you that knows, that has the answers at the appropriate time. Don't be afraid that you're going to miss these answers, that you're not going to be able to hear them, that you're going to be busy, the frequency is too low, you're in an environment that's too dark. That are belief systems that no longer serve you. Remember, God is in all that is. You are too. So therefore, there can't possibly be an environment that is not part of God. The question is, what are you going to focus on? You've always heard the saying, what are you focusing on? Your glass being half full or half empty. It's the same you can use with everything around you. What are you going to focus on? What voice choosing to listen to? And you've come far enough now that keep making the same excuses that take you down into the lower vibrational frequencies will no longer work. Can't keep repeating this. You've changed. You hold a higher, finer frequency since the summer solstice. So everything is going to accelerate a little bit more. So become aware where this acceleration is carrying you, and don't be afraid. Always choose again. And you have so much help and support around you. That is part of what we want you to be aware of. We are not simply letting you step into the higher frequency of love and light, knowing that you're going to become more powerful in manifesting whatever is within you, and simply letting you loose. No, we are there to help you to do divine intervention if necessary, to step in front of you and remind you that you are loved and that you deserve to be loved. And so take a couple of deep breaths now. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to think beyond that mind chatter, beyond that what you call the uncomfortable lower frequency maybe, or the rawness of human existence, or the physical limitations that you might be feeling. Use your in-breath and your out-breath to think beyond that, to envision within you the vastness of the universe, and let yourself drop into that vastness, into that emptiness, guided only by a point of light that is the highest vibration of love that Source can offer you at this time. Allow yourself to be guided into that love. And if you feel your mind interfering right now with that, feel the presence of Archangel Zadkiel right there with you, together with his divine complement, Amethyst. And both of them will work with the power of the violet flame to transform and transmute any discordant energies into the vibration of love and light. Because if your mind is talking you out of experiencing the vastness of who you are, if your mind is talking you out of the truth that you are divine light, it is only out of fear of losing control. Because the only way into this vastness, into this light, is by being willing to let go of awe. Why do you think we always talk about the willingness to become nothing? The purpose of that is, if you're willing to become nothing, you truly let go of control. You truly let go of all attachments, all needs to know, all outcomes. And you just allow yourself to fall into the vastness of who you are. And so I'm asking you now, at this time of the new moon, to let yourself fall and to leave everything behind you. Everything. Everything. And as you do, the light that is calling out to you, the path opens up. And this is a path that, as you take it, allows you to further release everything that you've attached yourself to until you come to a door. This door in the beautiful parameters of the moon. It is the divine light that is shining forth from the inner moon that is calling you to take a step into a new life, into a new beginning. So when you come to this door of light, And you can feel the nurturing, silvery energies of the moon. Yourself. What are you ready to experience now? Don't focus so much on what it is that you do not want to experience. But right now, what is it that you choose to experience in physical form as a spiritual aspect, as in the human form of the divine? And I invite you, give yourself the answers for simplicity. Don't think too complicated about saving the world or about how many workshops you can teach, how many classes, and how many books you're going to write. Start simple. In your new life, the most simplest answer is that you choose to experience love. You choose to experience love. And not just love, but the joy that comes with that love. The lightheartedness, ease, the acceptance that comes with true love. The dance. And so, in that simplicity, ask yourself, not so much how you think that love must look like, but how does that love feel like? So release any structures and just go to the heart of the matter within yourself. What does this love feel like? And I promise you, no matter how dark your life might have been, you have at least one moment stored within you where you experience true love and joy in your life. And you might not even remember the story behind it, coded into you. And so when you are now at this door, ready to open yourself up to a more beautiful and joyful experience of love and life, you will find that simply through that intent, this memory, this coding is being activated within you, creating a magnetic force that will draw to you that what holds that type of frequency, that joy, that lightheartedness, that playfulness, that love. And so know that by choosing love, by choosing to experience love, by choosing to be love, that that is the most important foundation for you to be the light worker, the teacher, the guide that you choose to experience, that you choose to be, that you choose to bring into the world to make a difference in the world. Feel that truth. The truth is, if that isn't opened up, if you have not been able to open up to that vibration of love and joy and lightheartedness within you, doing the work as a spiritual teacher, guide, healer, is going to become increasingly more uncomfortable because you've not done the part within you that needs to be brought forth into the world at this time. So consider the importance of this threshold right now, that within the simplest form of choices can not only change your life 360 degrees, but can also change the life of many, many others. So are you ready for that type of joy, that dance, that playfulness, that what appears to be carelessness and innocence, but in reality is one who lives in total trust and faith, letting go of control, walking similar to the four along the path of awakening, close to the abyss, yet never falling into the abyss, sure-footed with a dog or any animal as a friend, as a symbol for your connection to that what is so innocent and loyal and loving by nature, which animals are. So let yourself now fall into that light, into that opening that the moon provides you with. And as you fall into that light, feel the transformation, feel the forces working on you, lighting up within you, coding to prepare you for a new life over and over and over again. You might say you've done this before. Why are you doing it again? Because you're doing this now with a very different consciousness level from what you've had before. And so everything has been teaching you where you have not been willing to have that level of trust and faith that your divine I Am presence is now asking of you. That God, the God within you, is asking now of you. Breath as you allow yourself that free form into that openness. And as you get through, you enter the state that brings you into the agape love of God, Source, Creator, all that is. Simply allow yourself to be in this place, and we ask you, Mark and Christy, to focus your diksha now on intensifying this experience of agape love for all those who are listening. And of course, Mike, I ask you to play a piece of music for everyone to experience this agape love. Thank you. And it is this love, this vibration, this freedom that liberates you. The foundation of the American consciousness is that in God we trust. In the God self, you are asked to trust. And that means to truly allow yourself to fall into the depths of who you are and to just be there. To not let yourself be sidetracked by the outer world. But to take that time of rejuvenation, that time to remind yourself what really is important. And all the stories that you tell yourself about things that have to get done and must be done, they're just the interference that want to keep you in a place of separation. If you go to the fountain of your divine self, everything around you can change in an easy and effortless way. Sometimes even without your doing. So know that this vibration is key. This essence is key. And so I want you to bring this now through conscious choice back into your physical self, back into your body, back into your heart center. And as you find yourself back into your heart center, open yourself up, open your channel up to your crown, beyond your crown chakra, all the way to your divine self. And call your divine self now down. Call it down. Call your divine I'm presence down. And as it now overlights you, as you can feel your divine I'm presence, it entered your heart sanctuary and is overlighting you. Feel that the light that you brought back from God, source, creator, all that is, that love, that essence, was fully activated within you. Feel it become the glue between you and your divine I'm presence. And this glue not only connects the two of you, but it allows both of you, you and your divine I'm presence, to merge further into oneness. And as you feel that, your divine blueprint is being activated within you, within your pineal and pituitary gland, within your third eye. It is being activated to another degree. And that means that you're being fed now vibrational frequency, light letters, light coding, that is also going to further help you to not only make some new choices in your life, but to also see more clearly when it is time to act and when it is time to simply stop and wait for certain things to unfold first. Always, always ask yourself, what is the reason, what is the fuel for your action? Is it love or is it fear? Be at peace, my friends, now that these are truly significant times of co-creation. You are the ones that will manifest the new paradigm here on Earth. So now, because of that, your thoughts, the way you live your life, the way you transform your life, will be a key in anchoring these new frequencies and these new consciousnesses here on Earth. So whenever you're ready, you can come back fully into the here now, but know that your divine I'm presence will stay connected with you for the next 24 hours to keep continuing downloading certain aspects of your blueprint into you at this time and activating it within you further. simply allow that to happen. You might not feel it. It can happen during your sleep state, but it will bring about another level of consciousness shift that is going to help you in the days ahead. Mark, are there any callers at this time? Or maybe you want to give out the phone number one more time? Otherwise, we can bring it to a close.
If anybody wants to call in, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you. It is very important in these times of great change, and I have no doubt about it, humanity is going through quite a transformation. You can feel it in your own life, how much you've changed, how much you've grown, that this type of work that you're doing, so these type of inner connections, will play a significant role in the days ahead. Why don't we play another piece of music, Mike, to give anyone a chance who might want to call in? And if nobody has called in by the time that you are done, then we will bring it to a close.
I think we do have a caller, St. Germain.
Go ahead. Good. Go ahead.
St. Germain, this is Kate. I'm calling because I feel like I'm at such a crossroads in being able to do work that financially provides for myself and my children and not be in the world in a fearful way. I'm so challenged by this. I have tremendous thoughts of self-annihilation, and it's terrifying me.
Now that this new moon has a very strong effect on you because you have chosen to walk a path very different from the masses. Because you have chosen to delve much deeper into the darkness of the human collective consciousness, you will also bring forth a much greater light for the benefit of all. This is part of the process. Remember that you're not alone. Right now, you've been once again pulled into the illusion of separation because it is necessary, not because you're failing. That is a very important message for you.
Okay.
You're not falling into the experience of darkness and separation because you're not doing the work, or you're not good enough, or you're failing. This is happening because you hold powers within you of transformation that are capable to walk the path back into the light. And by doing so, treading and creating a way for others to do so as well, creating a tremendous force of awakening. I promise you, I shall provide for you.
Okay. I'm afraid because I have very little joy sometimes, and the children are watching me, and I feel desperate.
I understand. You and I will work further on this. Remember to continuously now, for the next 21 days, to enter and merge with that divine light within you. Travel through the portal of the moon and go into that light. It will keep purifying you and will also continue to activate more important codings within you to help in the process. I will guide you through this. Then bring yourself back into your heart center. Align yourself with your divine I'm presence. Bring your divine I'm presence down to you and allow it to continue doing the work on you, not only on a cellular level, on a subatomic level, but also on your light body directly. I will support this process.
Okay, I need help physically because I have to provide for myself and the kids. You understand that. I need help now.
Yes, we understand.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take a moment now and rinse yourself out of that fear right now. Take a deep breath, bring in the violet flame, and transform and transmute that fear. It's seems very real to you, but it is not.
Okay. I just ask for protection for myself and my children, please.
Good. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
We have one more caller.
Go right
ahead.
I think
it's Kim.
Thank you.
Hello.
Greetings.
I wanted to ask a personal question. I hope that's okay. I just had a door shut in front of me just before you went came on the air, and so I just sat down and wanted to change my energy, and I pulled your show right up. And I am just, like, so wondering where I should be going. I know that I've listened to you. And I know I have to let control of that, but I was wondering if there was any energy that you could pick up around me as far as, you know, just being led in what direction I need to go. I've had so many doors close on me recently.
First of all, you can't rush this process. You're still in the process of closure. And you're already focusing on the next plan of action. You're not honoring the place of closure. This is a very important time in your life. Don't run away from the pain and discomfort that is coming up with those door closing. You're not failing. You didn't do anything wrong. It was simply time for these doors to close. The reason why there is no direction yet is because it's simply not there yet. You can't begin something until you close the transformational process that is taking place right now. There's still a lesson for you to learn in these closures. Most importantly, the lesson is a lesson of love. Often, you take it upon yourself because of who you are, that you're responsible to bring about the changes necessary. What I invite you to do is to take a step back and to be very much aware that sometimes everything has to play out on its own without you having to step in to save the day. I know that's not always that easy for you, but this is key right now. You are in this very significant state of transformation that every cell in your body is being shifted around to bring a whole new life experience to you. But that life experience cannot come to you until that transformation, that shifting has been completed. So this is the message about do not try to rush the river, but know that this point that you're developing is a point of power. This is all about taking your power back. There is power in being in this place in between surrender to something greater than you and giving up. It is a push and pull, but you're right in the center of it. You're not so different than the caller before as well was. Know that there's tremendous light that is being born out of this, but maintain this state of tension between movement and non-movement, between beginnings and endings, by being willing to just not do anything right now. Can you do that?
Yes.
Do you understand the significance of this message?
Yes, I do.
Good, because it's extremely important. Out of this lesson, will you be able to help so many others in the process as well? Okay?
Yes, thank you so much for your transmission.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings to you.
Okay, Saint Germain, we're all set for this evening. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Mike. It is always a great joy to be with all of you and to offer this enlightenment to the world. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Next month, we should be back to the second Tuesday of the month. I hope you have, I hope you've received what you were looking for and have a wonderful summer week. Until we catch up with you next time again, Mark, Christy, Mike, anything you want to share for the closure of today?
It's a beautiful show. Great music, Mike. Are you back on with us?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a beautiful show, very much.
Yeah, so our radio show date for next month is Tuesday, August, that's August 9th. I can't believe it's August already.
Mm-hmm. I know. Time goes fast.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, good night, everyone. Peace out.
Night.
Night.